Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. And, back to our, it's not our panel discussion anymore. The panel left. But we have wonderful guests in here. That's what we're going to talk about. It's our Falling Into Place series and our segment, spotlighting the important work of and fostering collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. Today, we learn about Unity House and its partnerships with Capital Roots and Commission on Economic Equality. We have a room full of folks here. Let me introduce them to you. Mandy Brown is here, Special Events Coordinator at Unity House. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
By the way, you're all looking very sporty in your headphones. You don't have to wear them if you don't want to. If they're bothering you, you do not have to wear them. Okay. We also have Amy Halloran is a Food Justice Case Manager at Unity House. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you here. Will Malcolm joins us. He is the Food Access Manager for Capital Roots.
Indeed. Thank you for having
me. Good morning. Thank you very much for being here. And is it Renata?
Renata, yes.
Okay. And your last name?
Gavuz.
I'm glad I asked. Renata is the Community Service Manager at Commission on Economic Opportunity, and it's a great pleasure to have you here. Thank you very much. All right. Now, let's get started and begin with Mandy give us the baseline, what our baseline knowledge should be about Unity House.
Unity House, our mission is to help those in need, in poverty, mental illness, HIV and AIDS. We have all the programs in one building, so come see us if you need any help.
Given what is your basic numbers of people who come through at any given time, roughly?
I can state it in food terms.
Okay.
CEO.
I'll take those terms.
Yeah. We love this. So CEO and Unity House both operate food pantries right within, on opposite sides of the Hoosick Street Bridge. There's a great need for food in our impoverished communities. Rensselaer County is, there are 18,720 food insecure people in Rensselaer County. Our programming helps address that. So some figures to put on it, our pantry in October served 850 families, which means breaks down to 2,200 individuals, and CEO's pantry is about that busy too. That's just food. We help insulate people from a number of other effects of living in an area where there's not enough jobs, not enough money, not enough education. And all of us are working together on this, and this collaboration on the Thanksgiving basket, which began in 2014, is a great way for us to bond together and enhance the efforts we're making toward our community.
So let's focus on this. It is Unity House, Capital Roots, and Commission on Economic Opportunity. This is the troika that brings together these baskets, and you all work together on this. So, as you say, what year are you into now doing this?
This is the fourth year that we've collaborated together. We always used to have some kind of Thanksgiving programming alone.
We did as well. CEO did as well. So, just 4 years together.
Okay. Yep. So now, let us go to CEO. What are the advantages of partnering, and how has that been working over these past several years?
I think the advantages of partnering are really, really huge and highly impactful. It really gets us all together to be the strongest that we can be. I've worked at CEO for a number of years and have been involved in holiday and specialty programming in various capacities throughout the years. And sort of being a part of this collaborative process, it does several different things. It helps us to focus our talents. It helps us to focus our strengths at each organization to make a stronger stronger front to the community. CEO is able to help a lot more people, in my opinion, doing this project. We work together to do about 400 baskets between the three organizations, and that involves gift card opportunities, dry goods, and then the fabulous produce from Capital Roots as well.
Will Malcolm is Food Access Manager for Capital Roots. So talk about your part in this collaboration.
Sure, yeah. Capital Roots really focuses on food access across the region, but working specifically with our partners in Troy, literally quite literally in the same neighborhood, has been really helpful. You know, we make sure that we are accessing as much local, fresh, healthy, affordable food as possible. And through this collaboration, we're able to make even a larger impact on that work that we're doing 50 weeks a year anyway. So, you know, for us, being able to provide carrots, onions, apples, potatoes, Brussels sprouts for someone's Thanksgiving dinner, all having that come from local sources, supporting our local food system, and keeping our dollars here is a really important part of the work that Capital Roots does. And then is an enhancement to the work that Unity House and CEO are doing on a weekly basis as well.
When it comes to the actual Thanksgiving baskets and working on that, so there's two parts to this, I assume. And one is to get the stuff, right, is to get the money and to get the stuff so that you have things to give away to those who are in need, and also to make that known to the folks who needed it that it is available, right?
Correct.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what goes into that process of getting the word out on both fronts?
Do you want to talk about the outreach?
I can talk a little about the outreach. As far as getting the actual items, so there are two components. There's sort of the consumer component of this and then the donor component.
Yes.
And for CEO and Unity House, we really need to rely on local partnerships, even major partnerships, to get money donated to help us to purchase the items that we need, as well as to get actual food items donated. CEO did an internal staff drive to help get food donated. We also have collaborated with several other local organizations to get money donated so that we can purchase the remainder of the food that we need, as well as gift cards that go in the food baskets. We also had the opportunity this year to work with Sage Select, which is a leadership group at Sage College. And I don't know the results yet, but they had a bake sale this weekend to raise some money and some funds and to also get some donations for us as well. So that's sort of the donation aspect. And I know that there's sort of another element. This has forced us in recent years to really reach out to more places for donations. In previous years, we've worked with the Regional Food Bank and have gotten free USDA food from the Regional Food Bank, as well as, I believe, gift cards as well from the Regional Food Bank. However, because of bringing Capital Roots on board, we are now charging for our baskets. We charge $5 a basket, and that can be paid either cash or SNAP. And due to that money element going into that, it made us that we are no longer eligible to receive those Regional Food Bank services for this particular partnership. And so that really got us back out into the community in order to get those donations that we need.
So another way of asking the question, which you just answered beautifully, is at this point, before a week and 2 days before Thanksgiving, or 3 days, how panicked are you? Like, are you in good shape right now, or we're good?
I mean, I don't feel panicked. We have done this. Again, this is our fourth year doing this. It's a fantastic collaboration.
I do this show 5 days a week. I still start every day with a panic. But okay. I get what you're saying.
We have it down to a pretty good system.
Okay.
We rely on each other using a Google Doc so that we are able to share information virtually and instantaneously. So we know what each other's sort of doing in terms of volunteers, in terms of having all of the goods that we need, and in terms of signups as well. Mm-hmm. So it's been really, you know, we're using technology to our advantage there.
Let us also talk, Mandy, about holiday gifts and that program and how that, because once you get done this next week, then the focus becomes that.
Yes, it is. Right now, we are actually going to begin doing signups for our holiday store, which is a free holiday store for families to shop, to give them dignity. And they get to shop for their children. They get to pick out the two gifts for their children. So we are going to start signing people up that need help with that beginning November 27th. We do ask that you call Unity House or CEO with any questions and all that, because there is certain criteria, but it's always on a base-to-base person for that. But this is strictly donations and toy drives and monetary donations, gift card donations, toy drives. It's It's a big community effort, and we served just last year, I can let you know, we served over 800 children. So, and that's just a holiday store. I myself handled the other programs within Unity House, and last year it was over 1,400 kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about the shopping a little bit.
Please do. Yeah.
The shopping takes place at 309 mm-hmm. 8th Street, which is the brownstone where Mary
Jane
Smith, our faithful founder, began all Unity House operations, just opening up the door on a house that the city of Troy donated for a dollar to see what the community needed. And so it's a really nice atmosphere. We decorate it. Sefkew decorates it for us. We have Christmas music and hot cocoa and cookies. We have volunteer shoppers who take people around, and it's a real experience of fun and dignity. And it's also an echo of that building has been working for the community for a really long time. And people come in and they talk about, I remember coming here and getting homework help. I remember coming here and getting food pantry.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's just a really nice thing.
And as far as the shop, so there's designated hours, and then people come in when they...
Yep. They get an appointment.
Yes, they get an appointment. Our shopping days are going to be December 19th through the 22nd. It's open 9 to 5 with 5-minute appointments throughout the day. So that just kind of gives you an idea of how many families we're helping just in a day. So
pretty incredible.
It is. It's a very good feeling, though.
And then there's the holiday food collaboration as well, which is, I mean, not only Thanksgiving, do you do for Christmas or Thanksgiving is the...
We do Thanksgiving.
Just, okay. Yeah. All right.
Thanksgiving.
Very good.
Yep.
When you think of the, of how people can help, the people listening to us, as you were saying, there's two components, the consumer and there's the donor. So let's work on the donor part of this. So how, for the people listening, how can they help?
I think there's a couple of different ways that people can help. For Thanksgiving itself, I mean, we're already fairly underway with that, although donations will never be turned away. Both CEO and Unity House have food pantries, so if we get any items above and beyond what we need for this particular partnership, they will be going to our food pantry as overflow items to help people who might have a need that they did not sign up for in advance. And for the holidays, you know, we're looking for toy drives for Christmas time as well. You know, we really have, I would say, the high need age group is really over 10, mm-hmm. 10 plus. People don't remember that, you know, when you're 14, you're still a kid. You still want a Christmas. And we get a lot of generous donations with items for younger children. They're very fun to buy for. I completely appreciate that. But really, we do have a strong focus on trying to drum up some more attention to those teenagers and tweenagers, as I call them, we still want to give those young people a Christmas as well.
The other thing I'd add to that, too, and hopefully my team is listening right now because I'm putting work on their plate. You know, if anyone wants to come to Capital Roots, our office in Troy, we do serve the region, but we're right there on River Street in Troy. Come on in. You can purchase right from our produce market in the lobby, and we can designate that to go to the food pantry at Unity House or CEO same day or next day. We also have an online marketplace if they'd rather do that. They can purchase an order there and just write in the note field, I would like to make this donation for our Thanksgiving and holiday work, and we'll make sure that it goes out. Every little bit counts. All those little additional donations count. And again, if you're shopping on the site, you might say, you know, lots of people have apples right now, but why don't we try something a little bit different and make something a little bit more unique available to folks who maybe don't have the opportunity to access those kinds of things.
I want to give out three website addresses, although know that all of these are available on our website, wamc.org/roundtable, and the links will be posted along with this interview. UnityHouseNY.org, CEOEmpowers.org, CEOEmpowers.org, and CapitalRoots.org. Those are the three websites, and you can find out more information about all the programs we just talked about. Mandy, Amy, Will, Renata, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure. Have a beautiful holiday, and thank you for all the wonderful work you're doing for our community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.